I want to go to a different story, a really important story. Something that is actually quite positive. And this story is that Finland has practically ended homelessness. Can you believe it? Finland may have the answer to homelessness. Last year, Finland was the only EU country not currently in the middle of a massive homelessness crisis. In fact, the EU homelessness organization, FEANTSA, which published a report, found Finland's number of homeless has been decreasing year on year. So they started this initiative to get people off the streets. It's called Housing First. And basically what they do is they give people permanent homes. And that's how they get them off the street. And I guess in the UK, they're using these metal spikes so people can't lay on the ground. They're putting them on the ground. So this is a lot more positive. And they'll even assign an individual to sort out the issues for the homeless person that led them to becoming homeless. So I think this is very loving and this is very positive. They say basically it costs a lot of money. The quote was, "All this costs money, but there's ample evidence from many countries that show it is always more cost-effective to aim to end homelessness instead of simply trying to manage it. Investment in ending homelessness always pays back, to say nothing of the human and ethical reasons." So anyway, they're trying to make a case for the cost, but I just think it's a really nice thing. The truth is that money is a scam to begin with. It's good because we use it to trade, but with free energy, which we're working on in Venezuela, and there are many other free energy projects, you wouldn't need money at all, and especially it wouldn't need to control your life. Does that mean there aren't going to be other challenges with free energy and weaponization of free energy and all this other stuff? No, that doesn't mean there wouldn't be challenges, but there wouldn't be poverty either, and there wouldn't be homelessness because you could print anything you needed with a 3D printer and have energy to continuously run them. And they can print human organs with 3D printers. So you can actually go to our Reddit page, reddit.com/r/believeloveyou. It's a community. And we have a post up about free energy and everything. The people in Venezuela, we hired them last year because I wanted to put my money where my mouth was. And they're publicly disclosing for free everything they're doing and all the experiments and everything they're doing with magnets to try to create free energy. And so that's what I want to do. So, but we don't have it now, well, at least not publicly. We actually probably do have it, but it's hidden. And I'm sure there are different concerns, but I think the benefits outweigh the negatives. And so we're living on a monetary system. So this is an absolutely great thing that Finland is doing by giving people homes and sort of really actively trying to work out homelessness,